I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Jubilation on the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
To be a three-time winner of the tour, just incredible, absolutely incredible. It's beyond what I could have ever dreamed.
The champagne flowed as British cyclist Chris Froome successfully defended his Tour de France title Sunday and now has won the multi-stage race three times in the past 4 years. The Kenyan-born Froome held a lead of more than 4 minutes over Frenchman Romain Bardet heading into the 21st and final, largely ceremonial stage in Paris. The 31-year-old Froome's total time for the three-week tour was nearly 90 hours, and he had some great memories.
The descent I won, for example, and the race with in the crosswinds and sprinting with Peter Sagan, things like that. You just can't script moments like that. You can't even plan for them. I mean, it's bike racing at its best.
Froome rode a special yellow bike to match his yellow leader's jersey, helmet, gloves, and shoes.
I've definitely become a lot more accustomed to life in the yellow jersey, to the pressures that come with being the leader, the defending champion of the Tour de France.
During his wins in 2013 and last year, Froome achieved his victories with aggressive attacks in the mountain stages. This month he won by surprising his rivals on the downhill and flat sections. The International Olympic Committee has decided against banning all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme.
We have decided today that no Russian athlete can compete in the Olympic Games Rio 2016 unless he or she meets some very strict criteria.
IOC President Thomas Bach, who said the committee stopped short of a collective ban in order to protect the rights of individual Russian athletes who have not used illicit drugs to gain advantage in international competition.
We decided that the presumption of innocence cannot be applied to Russian athletes. The international sports federations will carry out an individual analysis of each athlete's anti-doping record, taking into account only reliable international tests.
Australian Olympians were banned from the Olympic Village by their own Kitty Chiller, chef de mission for the team.
In our mind, our building is not habitable and not conducive to the performance-focused environment that we are trying to create for our Australian team.
Chiller was appalled by the conditions of the accommodations.
I have never experienced, this is my fifth Olympic Games, a village in this state or lack of state of readiness at this point in time.
So what was wrong in her opinion?
There were significant leakages from plumbing pipes, and they were leaking in and around exposed wires and electrical components. Electricity and water is not a good combination.
Rio organizers promised to address the issues, and the team did begin moving in a couple days later. The Zika virus threat remains, but all the athletes have made their decisions at this point whether to attend the Rio Games or not. Jamaican sprinting great Usain Bolt will be in Rio and has no problem with the issue.
The Zika virus is in Jamaica also, so for me, this is the least of my problems. And as I said earlier, I try not to focus on the sideshows, really. I let the diggers deal with these problems. I have to focus on getting the job done when I get there, so that's my focus.
Tuned up for Olympic golf is Jonathan Vegas, the first Venezuelan to win on the PGA Tour. On Sunday, he claimed his second tour win as the first rookie to win the Bob Hope Classic in that event's 52-year history. This win, he says, was more satisfying, and not because he came from five shots behind in the final round to beat several big-name players.
It definitely feels bigger, feels more exciting, because because I have a family to share this with. And just to see my wife and my baby, you know, so excited, you know, from watching me on TV, from, you know, just the whole, I mean, it just makes me happier.
Vegas heads to the Rio Olympics hoping this win will help inspire his country.
Venezuela is definitely not a country that follows golf that much. So I think it's going to make, especially with the Olympics just being a couple of weeks away, it's going to make people more excited to watch, you know, to stay tuned a little bit more, which I think is going to be fun for me because, I mean, I'm going to have the support of my country, which is always in the back of my mind.
Congrats to Canadian wildcard tennis player Denis Shapovalov, just 17 years old and the reigning junior Wimbledon champion. He scored his first ever tour-level victory in only his second tour-level match with a 7-6, 3-6, 6-3 victory over 11th seed Nick Kyrgios in the first round of the Toronto Masters.
Nick is an incredible tennis player. You know, he's top 20 in the world, maybe even future number one in the world. Obviously, I didn't expect to win, but I'm just going to go fight for every point, and that's what I did, and the outcome was very good today.
Game Room shout-outs this week go to Twitter followers Charles DeBella at BikePaths. I'm a Believer. That's I'm_A_Believer at Believe in Klopp. And Golf VRFD at Golf VRFD, that of course is Golf Verified, previously known as Golf Proven. Thanks to everybody following us on Twitter at VOA Game Room. Also, don't forget to look us up on SoundCloud and YouTube. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.